WKAR News, or again, share your story at facebook.com/WKAR News right below the live stream. Folks, you know the riff. It is still that time of the year for Michigan State fans, seeing as though your Michigan State Spartans are in the Final Four. Pretty special time to be a Spartan fan. I mean, you can just, you know, I don't know if you guys feel this, Alec or Jack, but just walking around campus, anywhere you go here in East Lansing, there's a buzz in the air. I don't know if it's just me, but, you know, I'm at the grocery store yesterday, and I'm just like, man, I just can't help thinking, you know, I can't stop thinking about Michigan State being in the Final Four. You know, people walking around smiling and happy. I think that's maybe just my subconscious playing with me. But it just feels different. There's a different feeling here in East Lansing. Am I tripping and saying that?
No, you're right. It's everything just seems to be a glow. It's awesome, man. This has been the best sporting time for me since I've gotten here 2 years ago. So hope it continues.
And I think what makes it even more special is the fact that Michigan State right now, you know, they got to be the favorites right now. You know, looking at Vegas odds as they currently are, again, these could shift. You know how Vegas is. But Michigan State and Virginia are the favorites to get to the championship game. No surprise there. Right now, the current odds actually fall in favor of Virginia at 3-2. So, and then you have Michigan State 7-4. Texas Tech 4-1 and Auburn 7-1. So, again, it depends on what book you're reading. Some books out there that I was reading early this morning have Michigan State listed as the favorite. And I believe that this is Michigan State's tourney to lose. I really do believe that. I mean, the experience, again, this is Michigan State's, Tom Izzo's, I should say, 8th Final Four appearance. 8th Final Four appearance. Amazing. And when you compare that to the rest of the coaches who are in the Final Four right now, this is the first time. One. So, you know, that experience is going to play out a lot. And I think that, you know, and again, you'll hear from Tom Izzo in just a moment. In about 9 minutes, we are going to play a bit of what Tom Izzo had to say at the podium, because if I don't play the weekly press conference now, I get like hate mail. So I don't want you guys knocking on my door saying, Al, you didn't play the presser today. You'll get to hear from Tom in 9 minutes. All right. But again, I just want to touch on those odds and just elaborate on, you know, Michigan State's chances here, because I looked at, you know, Sunday's game against Duke and said to myself that if Michigan State gets past Duke, and I'm pretty sure many of you have this feeling, if you get past the big, bad Blue Devils, arguably the most talented team, talking about pure talent here, the most talented team in the nation. I mean, it's kind of, I don't like to use the term smooth sailing, but I'm going to use it. It's not going to be easy. This is the Final Four, and the other three teams, along with Michigan State, are in the Final Four for a reason, and you better believe that Tom Izzo is not going to overlook these next two opponents. Okay? That's not how he rolls. He is obsessive. But in comparison to the Duke Blue Devils, squeaking out that one-point win over Zion Williamson and company, gosh, you got to get the feeling that, man, if we just continue to do what we've been doing, this should be ours. This should be Tom Izzo's second national championship. You know, Izzo went on to say, you know, that, you know, that win on Sunday was really, really special. That entire day, really special for him. I mean, you could see it on his face. When the buzzer sounded and Cassius Winston somehow, some way, snuck away and dribbled out the clock. And by the way, I went back and watched a portion of the second half yesterday. And how cool was that? Because you could clearly see Xavier Tillman, when he grabbed the basketball, the camera clearly showed Xavier Tillman. Like, all right, you go this way. Oh, wink, wink, nod, nod. Cassius, just go up there. You could see it. You could see Xavier Tillman doing that. And he noted it in the post-game presser. He said, yeah, you know, that was just me looking at Cassius and saying, hey, man, just dribble up court. Like, hey, they won't expect this. And they didn't. And I think that's experience playing out. You know, Duke's youth was on full display for the nation on Sunday. And what also irritates me, because this always happens, it's Michigan State. I think it's just the Michigan State effect. I don't know what it is. But, you know, I was curious to see how the national media was going to cover and react to the Spartans' upset over Duke. So I went on YouTube after yesterday's show and, you know, went to my office as I was doing some work, and I pulled up the dialogue on ESPN. You know, I think I looked at, like, First Take. I looked at Get Up with Jalen Rose. By the way, they had Tom Izzo on live yesterday with Jalen Rose. Mike Greenberg, Jay Williams was also there as well. That was a cool discussion. And then I went over and watched the Michigan State and Duke segment with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp on Undisputed. And all of the chatter, about 99.9% of the chatter, with the exception, that 1% being that the fact that Get Up had Tom Izzo on live to break down the Spartan win for like 5 minutes. Cool interview. But as soon as that interview was done, just like every other media outlet that I saw nationally, the storyline was what was wrong with Duke and not what was right with Michigan State. It was how could Duke blow this, not how did Michigan State pull off the seemingly impossible.
Al.
And what do you expect?
It's your fault for tuning into these shows.
Well,
were you surprised?
Curious. I was curious. I mean, just like you. I mean, weren't you curious just to see how the national media would respond to one of the most talented teams ever in college basketball? If you remember, earlier this season, I kid you not, you saw this, Jack. They were legitimately debating whether or not this Duke Blue Devils team could beat an NBA team in an NBA playoff scenario.
Whether they'd go undefeated.
Whether or not they'd go undefeated. You remember that conversation? They were legitimately debating, oh, if you put this Duke Blue Devils team in the NBA around June, could they win a playoff series? And I'm sitting there saying, are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me? This is clearly clickbait. So Michigan State pulling off again, this was one of the most special wins in Michigan State sports history. I was curious to see how the national media was going to react to it. You know, and I was shocked because remember the whole Izzo yelling at Aaron Henry situation? And I don't know if you heard what Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp had to say about that, but they reamed Tom Izzo. They went at him. It almost sounded personal, especially when you listen to Shannon. I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, did Tom Izzo put something in your Cheerios this morning? I don't know what was going on there. So there was a moment during that banter where Shannon, he gave a lot of props to Tom Izzo. A lot of props for ESPN, you know, for national media, because they're not what he is being there with Fox. For like 10 seconds, he said, well, Izzo did a great job, you know. Then he gave Kenny Goins a lot of credit for knocking down that big jumper that basically sealed the deal for the Spartans. But it's just funny to me, you know, Michigan State. And Mike Greenberg asked Izzo this yesterday on Get Up. He said, you know, do you guys, there's a lot of, you know, Michigan State doesn't get a lot of press nationally unless they do something. They have to do something extraordinary. Michigan State University has to do something extraordinary, you know, like the Jalen Wash Jackson play, or, you know, like what happened against Duke to get some kind of national attention, right? And Greenberg asked Izzo, you know, whether or not this fuels you. you know, not being talked about on the regular, not getting the attention of other blue blood programs in college basketball. Does this bother you? And Izzo handled it very classy. He just said, no, that doesn't bother us. We just focus one game at, you know, cliche, you know, coach answer, one game at a time. We're focused on building our young men, making sure they get better year after year after year, development, blah, 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 right? But I know there's got to be a bone in Izzo that, you know, when you hear some of the national media and how they just totally disregard Michigan State and this accomplishment and they just focus on Duke, you know, ESPN and all of the coverage they had on Zion Williamson, you might as well had renamed ESPN to ZSPN.
I mean, they had their own Zion cam.
Basically, they did, Alec. They really did. So, I just chuckled when I saw that. But so it's fun being here in East Lansing and chopping it up with Spartan fans about this win and hearing what it meant to you.